everybody. Welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Today I have a very special guest, Sister Mary Louise.
Hello, everybody. Nice to be with you.
And today I'm going to interview her and ask some questions, and then we'll give her out a recipe.
Sounds good.
Okay. First, I'll start off by asking her some questions, and then we'll go from there. Okay. First question, Sister. How did you become a cook? When did you start to like it?
I actually started liking it when I was probably 11 or 12. I come from a large family, so I've got 6 younger siblings, and so I always had lots of opportunities to cook for my siblings, and my mom always loved it. When I would say, Mom, can I make dinner? She'd say, oh, okay, I guess so. So I just started probably when I was 11 or 12, and then I just continued on from there.
When did you first start to cook?
I really cooked, like I said, then, and then I would cook mostly desserts because I liked to eat desserts. So I would make the desserts, and then when I was in high school, I started asking, I remember one of the really exciting times was I asked my mom if I could help make Thanksgiving dinner, and she said I could make the turkey. So that was a big deal, the year I got to make the Thanksgiving turkey for the family. And I was probably about 14 or 15 when I got to do that.
Do you remember the first thing you ever cooked?
You know, I don't. I remember helping my mom with chocolate chip cookies when I was little. So that was probably one of the first things. And then my sister and I cooked together. I remember when I was about 10 or 11, we made apple pies, which were pretty good until we were taking them out of the oven and we dropped them. So we did all that work for apple pie, and taking it out of the oven, we dropped it. So it took me a couple years before I even attempted another apple pie after that.
Do you remember the biggest, most hardest thing you ever cooked?
I think it probably would have been something that I've made recently in the past couple years, because now where I am, I'm cooking for anywhere from 30 to 130 people. So the first time I had to make dinner for 100 people, that probably was the hardest thing, to get everything ready and done on time and enough food for 100 people. That was probably the hardest thing.
How did you get to become a nun?
It's really a grace and a gift from God. I didn't think I would ever be a sister until I was 17 years old. And then I really started to ask God what He wanted me to do. And He put it in my heart to be a religious sister. And then one thing led to another, and I came and I visited the community that I belong to, Carmelite Sisters, and this is what I wanted to do with my life, and I just felt really in my heart that this is what God wanted me to do. And ever since then, there has always been tremendous peace and joy, hard days and long days, but always the awareness that God is with me.
And is there anything else that you do here that you like other than cooking?
I like being a sister. That's one of my favorite things. I really enjoy being in the kitchen. One of my favorite things to do in the kitchen besides cooking is to plan the menus. For example, a few weeks ago we had a big celebration. So we had 170 people here for one of our sister's professions. And that's kind of like, for a religious sister, that's like her wedding. And so I had fun getting on the internet and looking up different menus for weddings. And so I got to plan their menu for their special day. So that was a lot of fun. I really enjoy planning the different menus and getting the salad and the fruit and the main dish and the dessert and coordinating them all together. I think that's one of my favorite things.
Now, do you know what your favorite food might be?
Anything with chocolate in it. I really, really like chocolate. Anything with chocolate, and then my favorite thing to make, people would ask me, what's your favorite thing to cook? And I say, anything I haven't made before. I love to try new recipes. So if I haven't made it before, then that's usually one of the things I like to try.
And another question I have is, other than cooking in the kitchen, are there any other jobs in the kitchen that you have to do?
Yes, because I'm in charge of the kitchen, I get to cook once in a while, but usually my responsibilities are to take care of the entire kitchen. So I plan the menus, I order the food, I schedule the people that we have that work in the kitchen. I make their schedules. I oversee the cleaning and the way the kitchen runs. When we hire a new person, I'm responsible for training that person on how to do their duties and the different regulations and things we follow from the health department. So that's what I really oversee the entire kitchen here. So we feed anywhere from 30 people to 200 people. Probably on a really full day, we have 200 people that we would feed. So it's a lot of work, but I enjoy it.
Now, I will be asking you some more questions later on, but okay. Now I'll get to the recipes.
Okay.
So Sister Mary Louise is going to give us all recipe, and here it goes. Okay, Sister?
Well, one of the recipes, in fact, it's the first recipe that I ever memorized because I would make it a lot. It's called Fudgy No-Bake Cookies, and it's really easy. This is one of the first recipes that I made on my own, and it's great because it's no-bake. It's wonderful for warm summer weather that we've been having because you don't have to turn the oven on. You do use the stove. So if you need to have an adult in the kitchen, it might be a good idea to have someone around. But what you do is you take half a cup of butter, half a cup of milk, 2 cups of sugar, and 1/4 cup of cocoa powder. And you put that in a pan on the stove, and you bring it to a boil over medium-high heat so that you don't want the flame or the heat too high. And you bring it to a boil. Once it's begun to really boil, it's called a rolling boil where the whole top is bubbly. You time it for 1 minute, and you let it boil for 1 minute, and then you can take the pan off the stove. But be careful, because remember, it's going to be hot. Once you've taken it off, you add 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and you stir that in. And then you add 1/2 cup of peanut butter, and you stir that in until it's all mixed up. And then you add 3 cups of quick cook oats. You want the kind that are already cut up a little bit, not the whole oats, but the quick cook oats. So then you've mixed all that in. And then right away, you want to scoop that out onto waxed paper because it's going to start to cool and it'll harden. So you scoop it out into little balls and you let it cool. And once it's cooled, it's hard. So it's kind of like fudge with oatmeal. That was one of my family's favorite recipes. So when I would make it, I would have to make it double batches. I would make one batch and then I'd immediately make another batch so there'd be enough for everybody. But my dad used to say, now this is the way I like to eat my oatmeal. So he would eat it for breakfast, but we tried to convince him that that really doesn't count as eating your oatmeal because of all the chocolate and everything in it. But that's one of my favorite ones, and that's a pretty easy one.
Now, here's more questions. All right. What is your favorite dessert?
Ooh, my favorite dessert. It would be something with chocolate for sure. That's a tough one. You know, one that I really, really liked, and I've never made it because I don't have an ice cream maker. I like Spumoni ice cream, and we did do a twist one time on Spumoni ice cream where we took the different flavors and put them together. But I think Spumoni would be one of my favorites. Another is actually, Katie, your grandmother sent us out the cannoli. She sent out some cannoli to us, and that would be a pretty, that's one of my favorites too.
Now here's something totally not related to any kind of cooking, but some of the listeners wanted to know, I ask this on every guest, if you wanted to live somewhere, what would be the best place to, what do you think is the best cooking place in the entire world? I mean, what kind of city or state or country do you think cooks the best in a way?
That would be a tough decision. I spent a little time in Italy and I spent a little time in France. I know France is known for its cooking schools for sure. So there's lots of chefs that go to study in France. And before I entered the convent, I actually looked into possibly studying culinary skills in France, but it was way too expensive. So I ruled that out. So perhaps someplace in France, but I also really like Italian food. And I've just been fascinated with the way food can be made in Italy. It can be the same dish, let's say tortellini, and the way it's made in one place in Italy is totally different than the way they make it in another place. It's got the same name, but it tastes totally different. So that would be a hard call. I would probably tend to prefer someplace in Italy. Maybe Rome, because that's such the heart of Italy. It's just I'm fascinated with the different flavors and the combinations of things in Italian cooking.
Okay, and one more question I have is, I had a question here, but now I just forgot it.
Uh-oh.
And anyway, Well, that's gone. So, I have no idea what I was just gonna say. Forgot it. Wipe my mind clean. I'm so tired.
Uh-oh. Well, do you think your listeners would like a little bit of advice that we have in our kitchen?
Sure.
One of the things that we did in our kitchen here, because kitchen work can be a lot of fun, but sometimes by the end of the day, if you've been in the kitchen all day long, it can be tiring. So one of the things that we did in our kitchen is we painted a phrase on the wall. As soon as you walk in the kitchen, up on the wall, you see a phrase. And it actually comes from a woman in Spain years and years ago, Teresa of Avila, who was another Carmelite. St. Teresa said one time, "The Lord is found even amidst the pots and pans." And that helps us a lot in the kitchen because we can spend long hours in the kitchen. Last week we spent 13 hours, 3 days in a row, making pies all day long. And it's just helpful for us to remember that even when we're in the kitchen, we can find our Lord present there. So that's advice that always makes the day smooth, even if you have lots of, you know, maybe you dropped the apple pies out of the oven, or you forgot the cookies and they burned, or something like that, just to know that our Lord is present even in that.
And as you know in my profile, everybody, I am 13 and I am, if you want to call it, a kid chef of desserts. But I am a Catholic homeschooling girl. I'm homeschooled. I am in high school. And one day, it is my dream when I'm 18 to become a nun here at the convent with Sister Mary Louise and all those other nice sisters. But I think it's time to wrap up the show here. Okay. So thank you so much for being on.
You're most welcome, Katie.
I'd like to give a special shout out to Danger Zone and JR. Thanks for becoming fans. Thanks to the podcast. And special shout out to Rockin' Rant. Great podcast. Listen to it all the time. Don't forget to listen to Barbecue Bob. His website address is barbecuebob.podomatic.com. Bye, everybody. God bless. Don't forget, our sponsors are crazybagladies.com. Bye, y'all.